The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
President Hichilema reaffirms Zambia's commitment to strengthening bilateral ties with Mozambique. Zambia and Malawi sign maize supply agreement valued at $77 million. Egypt EU holds first ever summit to deepen its ties on trade, security and migration. In sports news, African Football Player of the Year list of candidates revealed.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. I am Grace Wanje.
And I'm Shafana Sakala. President Hakainde Hichilema has expressed gratitude to visiting Mozambican President Daniel Francisco Chapo, noting that the two countries continue to enjoy strong bilateral relations dating back to the pre-independence era. Speaking at State House when he received the Mozambican delegation, President Hichilema reaffirmed Zambia's commitment to strengthening cooperation in trade, investment and economic development. He emphasized the need for both nations to work together in protecting their shared natural resources and fostering mutual growth across various sectors.
Let me express once more our gratitude and really a feeling of honor that you are able to take out time to visit us, you and your delegation, here in Zambia. I must also touch on our strong bilateral relationship, Mozambique and its people, Zambia and its people. We have a deep relationship way back before our independence, both of us. Zambia remained steadfast about the importance of the whole region getting independent. On the investment trade side, we have to continue working together on infrastructure, the Nacala Corridor, the Beira Corridor, the roads, the railways that connect us, and also our big vision on even getting the pipeline, for example, oil pipeline, you know, coming through Cape Verde. We have lots of investment opportunities, joint investment opportunities there. Obviously, we don't have to abandon hydro, but also alternative sources of power that we can invest in together, gas being part of it. I must indicate, Mr. President, that without your support, our economy would have partially shut down in energy, because our mining agenda and also in the manufacturing side, we need a lot of energy. So we really need to move very quickly in that area. I must also indicate, because we have shared resources, we must also protect these resources together.
And President Daniel Chapo commended Zambia for its support in helping Mozambique combat terrorism. He said both countries share a common vision of transforming the region into a hub of investment and infrastructure development through enhanced connectivity and collaboration. President Chapo is in Zambia as guest of honor at this year's Independence Day celebrations.
Zambia has always been with us on the level of civic in helping us to fight terrorism. I also wanted to say that in respect to the development corridors, especially Beira and Nacala, we have to work together, united, so that we can be able to develop these corridors. Above all, connect to the Nacala corridor to Chapata, so that we make the connection to the Lubito corridor, so that we develop the whole region in terms of transport and logistics as a united region.
A closed section of society has questioned the United Party for National Development, UPND, government's claims of development, stating that what is being claimed does not reflect the real happenings on the ground. Contributing on the Wednesday's Power FM political podcast, some callers have acknowledged government's progress in some sectors, however, underscored the urgent need to address challenges in power generation and in the high cost of living.
The price of feed now is at 900 per 10 kg, but fertilizer is pegged at 1,200, while the president was commissioning the new fertilizer plant, which will produce a lot of fertilizer in this country.
Because there are promises, you know, Mwalela and Yagutila to Wunga Watiste, Mwalishu Avetirena Zambia, Ukudima Wanadima. Alaike Samikosa, because the campaign is late 2026. Mwale Samikosa is a campaign, Kuvantua Wakalamba. 18 years and above, haba na ishuwa kungopo uleendela
kani ya malaiti kwa kila hapo manzi kuribe kwa kila hapo pufuti kushuona kama uti gani ya miumu unga wadula nizo kamba wa haka ingenoo ine unga ulaka chipa manji ya palandia kuchipa uku so palisho wa uzo ni basi zile ipotikozi tangala monga tinami wa maningi talando.
And speaking of the same political podcast, UPND National Youth Chairperson Gilbert Liswaniso said the government is aware of the challenges the country is facing and is working on practical measures to address them. Mr. Liswaniso said the government is investing in electricity generation, explaining that the power development is a long-term process that cannot be completed overnight. He also claims that previous governments made little investment in electricity infrastructure, which he said has contributed to the current power challenges. Mr. Liswaniso reaffirmed government's commitment to improving the economy and reducing the cost of living, emphasizing that this will take time and must be done step by step.
We know what we have done and what we have never done. We know. We know the biggest challenge we have. We are investing malaiti collectively, including ambassador. So it's not any one day thing, it is a process. The president himself is nesting sleeping over this issue. That one you should know. Continue talking about it so that not to go on, so that we solve this problem collectively, all of us. It has nothing to do with one individual UPND. Even if tomorrow remove us in government, the question still remains that we need to deal with it. Right. So this country, Zambia, we need to admit that we have been a crisis. There has never been more investment into malaiti. Unga suka bula 50 kwacha if all of us were not going per ground. Tenga talima. If you think unga suka cheaper, no. The issue is agriculture, nabwa taile kila wantu, umanja wantu wangono. What is all the problem? But if you have seen, the government itself also is investing into fertilizer.
And within a separate development, government has concluded a maize export agreement with the government of the Republic of Malawi through its National Food Reserve Agency. The contract, valued at $77 million United States dollars, is for the export of 200,000 metric tons of maize grain from Zambia to Malawi. The signing of the agreement took place in Lilongwe, Malawi, and follows a recent telephone conversation between the Republican President, Mr. Hakainde Hichilema, and his counterpart, His Excellency, Professor Arthur Peter Mutharika. This bilateral engagement demonstrates the shared commitment of both heads of state to strengthening regional cooperation and addressing pressing challenges such as food insecurity. The contract was signed by Justin Chunga, Executive Director of the Food Reserve Agency, FRA of Zambia, and George Macheka, Executive Director of the National Food Reserve Agency of Malawi. Witnessing the signing ceremony, Zambia's Agriculture Minister, Ruben Mtolo, reaffirmed government's unwavering commitment to supporting humanitarian and food security efforts within the region.
In another special development, a Lusaka-based breast cancer survivor, Boaz Musavu, 65, is making a difference by creating a platform to raise awareness that breast cancer does not only affect women, but men as well. Despite very few men in Zambia speaking openly about surviving breast cancer, Mr. Musavu has told Power FM in an interview that early screening for male breast cancer is a public health emergency. Mr. Musavu was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2023 and successfully underwent surgery at Levi Manasa University Teaching Hospital. He since has connected with four other male breast cancer survivors who share similar experiences of ignorance and lack of awareness. Mr. Musavu, a volunteer at the Zambian Cancer Society, believes that there may be a number of male breast cancer survivors who have remained silent due to the stigma associated with the disease. He has cautioned men to look out for breast cancer symptoms and go for early screening.
In fact, with like-minded people, we have already created a platform where we are people that have been through on this journey, those that have other survivors, in short. So far we have connected with about 6 other people, one in Monze, one in Kafue, one in Dola, and there are 3 cases in Lusaka.